This is a Niche Radio podcast. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.
Hello, hi there. Welcome to yet another episode of Crunch Time with TK. Please don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast so you can get the latest notifications whenever they're available. Twitter at MACNLA, and don't forget to also follow at Niche Radio on Twitter. Today's topic is rather a very heavy one for me, or shall I say for the whole world, and more so now for the country. I'm talking gender-based violence and what we can do as a society to put a stop to this. It is so sad that we live in a world where brutality is blatant and doesn't hide. Racism seems to be thriving more than regressing, more so now than before. Women and children being raped and killed in the most inhuman ways you could imagine. It's not as easy as it sounds. It's not an easy subject to discuss. But unfortunately, in order for something to be done about it, we have to be louder for government policies and decision makers to take notice and put a stop to this once and for all. Since we are in the month of celebrating women and bringing awareness about the traumas that they actually have to endure living in a country where there is so many reports of women being raped and abused and murdered, not just by strangers, but by people closest to them. It must not be an easy life having to always be reminded by that fear that, by the way, you are a woman, therefore you have to be extra careful even with the ones that you love. So what we actually are seeing right now in South Africa is a wave of support, a wave of, shall I even say, woke people. Everyone is tired, and everyone should be tired. Everyone should take a stand against this monster that is gender-based violence. Killing women and children is just wrong, and it's inhuman, and it should not be happening to the extent that it's happening right now. It almost as if it's another pandemic that we're in at the moment. When looking at stories like the woman in West Rand who was pregnant and then killed and hung by a tree, stories of little girls being raped by their cousins in Mpumalanga, grandparents, aunties, nieces, the list is endless. It's a disturbing feeling having to think that all those women are in danger because of just purely being a woman. It has to stop somewhere. The change has to start somewhere, and it starts with the men in this country. It starts with the men taking a stand against domestic violence. It starts with men changing the perception that they're just horny testosterone monsters that can't keep it in their pants. When I think about this topic, actually, it makes me quite emotional because I am an uncle to very, very beautiful nieces that are practically my kids because I helped raise and I helped actually raise those kids. I have cousins and sisters and aunties. It's a disturbing feeling having to think that all those women who are in my life can be subjected to something as horrific and as vile as gender-based violence. Men need to stop seeing women as nothing but vulnerable, because that is someone's mother you are choosing to rape and kill. That's someone's daughter that you choose to beat up until she is black and blue. That's your niece and your cousin that you love so much that could be hurting, that you could be hurting or could be hurt by another person. So we need to take a stand. We need to unite as a country and come up with solutions to this pandemic, to this gender-based violence pandemic, because it is exactly that. It's a pandemic because a lot of women, a lot of children a lot of our South African women out there are dying because men refuse to see them as nothing but human. Men refuse to see them as nothing but pieces of objects that they can use and abuse. And I mean, the South African police services in this country, when handling domestic violence cases, don't even recognize the crime that's happening. What registers with them, it's just another couple having a squabble. Many women are scared for their lives in their homes, but can't call the police because they're scared they're not going to get anything out of that other than to aggravate their abusers or their oppressors. Our South African law needs to step up and do something to protect women in cases like this, when a woman is going through something so horrific as being abused mentally, whether that is mentally, physically, emotionally. It is wrong. It is wrong. No person should go through abuse. As you live and go about your life, no one is abusing you. So how is a piece of paper going to stop a man who raised his hands to beat a woman? There's plenty of unresolved cases that we don't know about. Women have protection orders that can't even protect them. It's a protection order. It's a piece of paper. Something better can be done. Rather not aggravate the oppressor by going to the police, because the police don't do anything. And that is the sad reality that we live in. Women are scared to report such cases, report such incidences, because they know they won't get any justice out of it, but they will just get a piece of paper that is said to protect them. But even more so, what it does is aggravate their oppressors or their abusers, because they know if they contact the police, it will end in tears for them. Well, here's an ugly fact that you did not know about. Did you know that South Africa has been named by the Interpolice as the rape capital of the world? So the change lies with us, each and every one of us. It affects all of us, men, women, children. Personally, here is my little solution, since the government and the law is not on women's side when it comes to this, as perpetrators are let free and could then finish what they started. Let the change start with you. If you are a father to a young boy, teach that young boy how to respect a woman. Teach him how to conduct himself when relating to women. If you're an uncle to nephews, show your nephew how to love women and not abuse women. Because if they abuse them, or if they see it at home, if they see the love at home, and if they see in vernac, or in my language, city, impato, if they see how to treat women with love and respect from the people they love, then I'm sure they can teach somebody else out there that is treating women wrong. Let's adopt the mentality of teaching our young boys how to be men, and not sorry excuses that abuse and kill women. My last words today are, be the change. Be the change that you want to see. Be the change that changes the world. Don't wait for someone else out there to be that change. Let it start with you. Let it be you that goes out and teach your friends and your cousins and your nieces and your nephews how to conduct themselves, how to be better upstanding human beings, especially when it comes to issues like this, because it affects each and every one of us. That's it from me, guys. Until next time.
For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.